I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today's program is one that looks at the price of isolation. Turkey has made its move on Syria, and it turns out it's a costly one in terms of lives. Plus, artists don't always feel like they fit in with the church, but one creative explains where art and faith collide. We'll dig into that conversation in a couple moments. But first, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging President Trump to make Turkey stop airstrikes on or near civilian areas in northern Syria. On Wednesday, Turkey began air and ground assaults on Kurdish communities as part of its war on terror. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International tells us,
right now, what we're hearing from the ground through our sources, our actual Kurdish sources, is that there are a lot of families fleeing and trying to go to safer areas, only to find that they are then bombed in those supposedly safer areas. So there's a lot of chaos, and there's a lot of people getting killed.
And Christians are among the dead.
I just heard this morning that the first two casualties of the Turkish bombing were two Assyrian Christian guys. Pictures came of their bodies, and they had crosses tattooed on their forearms. So a Muslim reporter, when she saw that picture of the two men who had died, she said, "Christ is being crucified again."
But the Lord remains in control. Ask him to embolden groups like Horizons as they help refugees coming into Lebanon.
Many of the nonprofit organizations have reduced the amount of food portions that they are offering because the resources are starting to run out. And that goes for our organization as well.
Next, we want to introduce you to Sammy Tippett Ministries. Evangelist Sammy Tippett, founder and president of the organization, gives us a glimpse into what the organization does.
First of all, our heart is to reach people for Christ. Secondly, to help them to grow in Christ, those who come to know Christ. Third, to train leaders and to see revival among God's people, to see a great move of God's Spirit and revival. We believe that God is doing something unique today in our world. The church is growing in an unprecedented ways.
The ministry's website is a cornucopia of discipleship resources. These are ideal for refreshing the soul or just learning how to disciple others. To access them, go to sammytippett.org. We'll also connect you through a link at our website.
At the very top, you'll see a little banner or a little box that says, "View daily discipleship videos." Every day, there is a brand new devotion that will help a person to grow in Christ. And when you click on that, you'll go every day, it'll come up new. And it not only has a video devotion, but it has a text devotion. It has a scripture passage that goes with that, that will help people to really have a time alone with God.
And finally, let's talk about art. Sometimes it's ignored. Sometimes it's just poorly done. And there are times when art has struggled to find a place in the Christian community. We spoke with Melanie Spinks, an art professor at Wingate University and guest speaker for InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. She says rather than have a contentious relationship with art, believers can use it to creatively and honestly start spiritual conversations. For example,
at Georgia State at the time, 20 years ago, the art department was not a place where you could express your faith. Very antagonistic.
One day, Spinks's art students asked about her work, so she invited them to meet outside of class. And there she shared her art with them and talked about how her faith impacts her work.
It came to light that a lot of them were from a Christian background. And I found other people would kind of come out of the closet in a sense. I had a student in the background saying, "Hey, I'm glad you talked about being a Christian. I am too, but I'm the only one here." And then another student come up and say, "I'm glad you're talking about being a Christian, because I am too, but I think I'm the only one here." Then after a while, I realized most of the class is Christian and we're all just cowering because of the outrage of a few people who are intolerant.
Pray that Christian artists use their gifts to point people to our Creator. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Support from people like you keeps MNN on the air and on the screen. We're trying to raise $5,000 between now and December 31st, and a gift of any amount will help us to spread the word and mobilize God's people in 2020. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.